Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Glenn Tonser, talking beef demand in just a moment.
Let's eat better, let's eat healthier, and let's find simpler ways to do it. Make swaps while you shop, like whole grain bread over white bread. Use crock pots for easier dinners, and let your kids pitch in to make mealtime more fun. Together, we can all take simple steps to eat better and fill half our plates with fruits and veggies. Let's make every breakfast, lunch, and dinner a healthy winner. Get started today with tasty, healthy recipes at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
W.D. Bentley introduced Cooperative Extension in Oklahoma. Now 100 years later, a variety that carries his namesake offers tremendous resilience to grazing, drought, spring freezes, and soil acidity. Bentley posted 7 years of top-tier yield performance in university trials and offers award-winning commercial baking quality. Bentley also provides a unique blend of genetics from Texas and from Kansas Overlay variety with OSU's true graze and grain breeding stamped in. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more. That's okgenetics.com.
Recent cattle on feed reports tell us that we've got more cattle being fed in U.S. feedlots, and that means, in bottom line, we've got more beef going through the pipeline right now than a year ago as well. Bigger supplies, but yet prices holding in pretty well. Dr. Glenn Tonser, Extension Grain Market Economist, says that when you look at those bigger supplies, you would think at first glance you ought to be seeing lower cattle prices. But really, not too much difference compared to a year ago at this point, according to the actual cattle prices. So, what's going on? We've got obviously excellent export beef demand through the first half of this year, but Dr. Tonser says it's more than that. It's also good domestic demand as well.
For the same period in 2017, so the end of August, choice cutout was actually 191. So we are still 18 bucks above where we were, quote unquote, this time last year. And that can't happen without strong demand. Demand has been good. I don't apologize for repeating that. Throughout 2018, we have higher supplies, but yet we have prices above where we expected. That only happens with strong demand. Allison Krebs, who's with NCBA, shared some information at the summer business meeting, which is every year out in Denver early in August. And I think it speaks to this, and this is a different measure of demand that actually myself and Ted Schroeder helped NCBA to use. But through June, beef demand was up 20% from where we were in January of 2012. And actually, May of 2018 was the strongest month during that roughly 5.5 year period. And I highlight that, you know, cattle prices throughout the country would not be as high as we are witnessing if we did not have that, in this case, domestic demand strength I'm referring to. So I encourage our producers to recognize the hand that's quote unquote feeding them.
So Glenn, any indications that this excellent beef demand that we've got domestically going on right now, any indications it might end anytime soon?
Not in the immediate future. I mean, let's just talk domestic demand for a moment. Is all the macroeconomic signals are that things are pretty good. GDP growth was very strong in the second quarter. Wages are growing. Unemployment's low. All those kind of things are favorable. This is going to sound like a wet blanket, but I will say economists are talking more and more about, you know, concerns about a recession coming. Now, not next week, but I'll just say in the next, you know, 1 to 3 years, is depending on who you listen to. And I only highlight that because in the event we do have a deterioration in macroeconomic conditions here in the U.S., beef demand tends to take a hit. Beef demand is more sensitive to income and expenditure levels in the U.S. than pork and poultry and even non-protein sources of food. So we need to monitor that. To answer your question, the next few weeks, I'm not concerned. I am a little more concerned that over the next few months, you know, the good times can't go on forever in our general economic environment, and that might show up as a concern on the demand front.
Extension Grain Market Economist Dr. Glenn Tonser. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Coming up, Pollard Farms is presenting its largest offering to date at their 21st annual female production sale and mature cowherd dispersion Saturday, September 15th at the ranch near Wacomas. The sale features an elite crop of Pollard's youngest and freshest genetics, plus a select group of show heifer prospects, proven donors, and spring and fall calving heifers and cows bred for the backdrop. 350 head will sell as 250 lots, sale catalogs, and additional information available upon request. Call 580-758-1464. That's 580-758-1464.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.